在我们的信仰里头啊，它有两个层面。
There are two levels in our journey of faith.
一个就是现在，一个是将来。
One is now, and the other is the future.
现在是短暂的，将来是永恒的。
And what is in the present is short term, and what is in the future is eternal.
那一个是看得见的物质界，一个是看肉眼看不见的灵界。
One is the material things that you can see, and the other is the spiritual things that you cannot see.
这物质界的也是短暂的。
And what is in the material world is short term.
那属灵的那个才是真实的、永恒的。
And what is spiritual is the what is true and everlasting.
当然，我们生活在物质界里头，我们总是比较容易觉得摸得到、看得到的是比较实在的。
And of course, living in this material world, we often think what we can see, what we can touch is more practical.
但是啊，我们的信仰不能够只停留在看得见、摸得见的这一个层面。
But our faith cannot stay at the level where we can see, where we can feel.
我们真正的价值啊，真正的盼望是要放在属灵这一个层面。
And the true value and the true hope should be put upon the spiritual level.
我们请参考哥林多后书第四章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。保罗说我们这个肉体啊，它会毁坏。
Paul tells us that our physical being will perish.
所以这个是暂时的，它不会长久。
And this is temporary, it does not last.
这个外体的毁坏啊，有时候是这个自然的现象。
And the perishing of our physical being is a natural thing to happen.
也有是这种人为的或者是说一些特别的遭遇而有这个肉体的毁坏。
And the physical destruction could happen through man or other things that occurs to it.
比如说年纪不是很大，但是发生了意外。
For example, someone who is not old in age but encounters an accident.
年纪不是很大，但是染上了什么疾病。
Or someone who is not old but has illnesses.
所以这个肉体它是会毁坏的。
So our physical body will perish.
那在这个毁坏的过程当中当然是会有痛苦。
And of course, during this process of perishing, they will experience pain.
17节。
Verse 17.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。虽然有这个外体毁坏的这个痛苦的过程。
And even though there are painful process through this perishing of our physical body.
但是一个基督徒他却有一个永恒的盼望在等着。
However, as a Christian, we have this eternal hope of glory waiting for us.
18节。
Verse 18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。所以保罗要我们提升我们的这个提升我们的信仰的这个眼界。
So Paul wants us to elevate viewpoint of our spiritual life.
是的，神也常常会在我们看得见的这个物质界上面来帮助我们、祝福我们。
And yes, God will often bless us in this material realm.
但是我们不能够把眼睛只是放在专注于这个上面。
However, we should not put our eyesight on only focusing on these things.
我们要提升我们的眼睛所看见的。
We need to elevate what we can see through our eyes.
我们要 渐渐的专注于那个肉眼所看不见的那个属灵的那一个层面。
We need to gradually focus on what we cannot see, which is the spiritual realm.
哦，所以保罗在哥林多前书十五章说，如果只有在今生有指望啊，那就是一个比别人还要可怜的人。
So Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us that if we only have hope in this life, then this person is very pitiful.
我们请再看到希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews 11.
希伯来书十一章十三节。
Hebrews 11 verse 13.
十三节，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接。又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。那在这里提到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各这三代的人。
Here talks about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, these three generation of people.
啊，当他们死的时候，他们并没有得着神所应许的迦南地。
When they died, they did not receive the land of promise, which is land of Canaan.
啊，但是他们所看见的已经提升到那一个属灵的那一个层面。
But what they have seen has already elevated to the spiritual level.
哦，所以他们是从远处来望见，用信心的眼睛来看见。
So they have seen from afar, and they've seen through the eyes of their faith.
哦，所以他们没有得到地上的迦南地，他们并没有悲伤或者觉得很遗憾。
So they were not sad, that they did not receive the promised land of Canaan.
啊，他们欢喜的要去迎接那个天上属灵的赏赐。
But they embraced, and welcomed what is to be given to them, which is the heavenly treasure.
那其实这样的一个重要的观念呢，是希伯来书的作者所强调的重点。
So this is a main point that the author of Hebrews emphasized.
所以在希伯来书第四章啊，有这样一个另外一个安息日的安息这样的一句话。
So in Hebrews chapter 4, there is another special Sabbath rest.
这个希伯来书三章的第七节一直到四章的十一节啊，这有两个重点。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7 till Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11, there are two main points.
啊，第一个，第三章七节到十九节，这是一个警告。
From chapter 3 verse 7 to 19, this is a warning. 啊，
不相信啊，所带来的一个不好的结果。
And this is telling you the result of those who are unbelieving.
那第四章的一节到十一节啊，这是一个安慰。
From verse 4, chapter 4, verse 1 to 11, this is a comfort.
因为有一个美好的安息在等着信徒。
Because there is a beautiful rest waiting for the believers.
这是当时的信徒他们所需要的一个认识。
And this is something that the believers need to recognize at that time.
啊，这也是今天我们所需要有的认识。
And this is also something we need to recognize today. 啊，
希伯来书三章第七节啊，第一句话说圣灵有话说。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7, it says, the Holy Spirit says. 啊，
那底下呢所引用的就是诗篇的九十五篇。
And what the passage that it used is Psalms 95.
那这个诗篇是一定有人把它写下这一首诗。
And in Psalms, there's definitely someone who wrote down the psalm.
那但是在希伯来书的作者呢，他说这是圣灵所说的。
But the author of Hebrews says this is said by the Holy Spirit.
这就是写诗的人，他们被圣灵来感动，被圣灵来启发。
So this is saying that the person who wrote the psalm is inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the psalm.
哦，所以是为神来讲话，讲给所有的人听。
So they are speaking to everyone for God.
哦，那在这一段里头，主要是提到以色列人出埃及的例子。
So this passage talks about the example of Israelites going out of Egypt.
在这个旷野路上啊， 啊，他们总是存着不信的心。
And throughout the journey of wilderness, they had a heart of unbelief.
哦，有一个很严重的观念常常在他们心里头，就是回埃及去。
There's one concept that's constantly in their mind, which is to return to Egypt.
哦，他们有那个倾向要放弃神所应许给他们的迦南地。
They had the tendency to want to give up on the land that God has promised them.
哦，因为他们在旷野的路上啊，常常遇到问题，遇到困难。
Because in the journey of wilderness, they often encounter problems and difficulties.
哦，就好像当时希伯来书啊，在这个使徒时代的这些信徒啊，他们在生活当中也常常遇到问题，遇到困难。
Just as Hebrews, the apostles here, they often encounter difficulties and problems.
啊，尤其是这些犹太人的信徒。
Especially the Jewish believers.
哦，他们要遭受到从犹太人来的逼迫，又要承受着从这个外邦人来的逼迫。
They have to endure both the persecutions from the Jews and from the Gentiles.
所以在这种困难的当中，难免信心会动摇。
So through these difficult times, of course, their faith would be shaken.
在受苦的当中啊，想要放弃了这个信仰。
So through tribulation, they want to give up on this faith.
所以这个希伯来书的作者就用出埃这个旷野路上的例子来提醒他们。
So the author of Hebrews used the example of Exodus to remind them.
所以三章的十六节到十八节呢，啊，这个作者连续的用问话的方式来强调这一件事情。
So from chapter 3, verse 16 to 18, the author continues to use the form of question to raise these issues to them.
我们看三章十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 19.
这样看来，他们不能够进入，是因为不信的缘故了。结论就是，他们不能够进入迦南地，是因为不信。
So the conclusion was that they could not enter into the land of Canaan because they did not believe.
那接下来第四章呢？啊，就给他们，给当时的信徒啊，一个安慰的信息。
So chapter 4 gives the believers a message of comfort.
那我们用这个安息这个字眼啊，我们来看一下信仰的这个两个层面。
So we're using the word rest to look at the two levels of faith.
在这里我们可以看到以色列人进入迦南地啊，这是一个安息。
So here we can see that the Israelites going into the land of Canaan, this is a type of rest.
啊，可以结束了旷野这种流浪漂流的生活。
Because they can end the life in the wilderness.
这个会遇到没有水的时候。
They would encounter times when there's no water.
啊，没有耕种，所以没有他们自己的收成。
And because they do not have any farmland, so there's no harvest.
啊，那因为是在旅途当中啊，所以没有一个固定的房子。
And because they are going through a journey, so they don't have a stable habitat.
哦，所以进入迦南地啊，是一个休息，是一个安息。
So going into Canaan is a form of rest.
哦，但是需要有信心跟信靠神，才能够进入迦南地。
But you need to have faith and need to rely on God in order to enter into Canaan.
哦，但是出埃及，摩西那一个时代。20岁以上的，他们都没有进入迦南地。
But during the period of Exodus, during Moses' time, all those who were above 20 years old did not enter the land.
我们请参考《民数记》十四章。
Let's reference Numbers 14.
民数记十四章二十九节。
Numbers 14:29.
你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被数点从20岁以外向我发怨言的30，必不得进我启示应许叫你们住的那地，唯有耶弗尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子耶稣亚才能进去。31节。但你们的妇人孩子，就是你们所说要被掳掠的，我必把 把他们领进去，他们就得知你们所厌弃的那啊，你们所厌弃的那地。32节。
32。
至于你们的尸首，必倒在这旷野啊啊，因为神带领他们来到了迦南地的旁边。
And because God had led them by the land of Canaan.
啊，他们却不愿意进去。
But they were not willing to enter into it.
啊，虽然一路上已经看到神的带领跟神的看顾，但是他们还是不信。
And even though they have seen how God had led them and how God had watched over them, they were still unwilling to go into it.
哦，所以这一条旷野路需要用信心来走。
So this journey of wilderness need to be walked through faith.
哦，那今天我们在奔跑天国路，也需要用信心来奔跑。
And today, when we are walking toward the journey of heavenly kingdom, we need to use our faith to walk.
哦，那我们今天所要进入的安息，已经不再是迦南地的那个安息。
And the rest that we need to go into is no longer the rest of the land of Canaan.
我们所要得的安息是已经超越了地上的迦南地的安息。
And the rest that we need is beyond the rest of this world.
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章第八节。
Chapter 4, verse 8.
若是耶稣亚已经叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。第八节，第九节。
Verse 9.
这样看来，必有另一个安息日的安息为神的子民存留。第十节。
Verse 10。
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。啊，在这里希伯来书的作者啊，他提到啊，另有一个安息日的安息。
Here the author of Hebrews mentioned that there is another Sabbath rest. 啊，
那这个也不是啊，这个在地上的这个第七日的那个安息。
And this is not the Sabbath of the seventh day on this earth.
啊，因为地上的这个第七日啊的安息，这个仍然是在这个地上的。
Because the Sabbath rest on this earth is still belonging to this world.
哦，所以有些基督徒啊，他们把这个另一个安息日的安息啊，把它误解成是星期日。
So some people had interpreted that this another Sabbath day into Sunday.
哦，所以这里所谓的安息啊，不是指的地上的迦南地的安息，也不是指着这个啊这个第七日的安息。
So this day here is not referring to the rest in the land of Canaan, nor is it referring to the Sabbath of this earth.
哦，所以不要就不用在这一个日子上面要去做文章说啊，因为新约时代，所以这个安息日啊，神已经把它改成啊，改到守星期日。
So we need not overanalyze this passage, saying that because it's the New Testament, we no longer need to observe Sabbath.
那这里的安息啊，也不是指着在地上啊，我们这个得着安慰，或者说在某些事情上得着释放的这种安息。
And this rest is not referring to the comfort that we receive in this world or the release that we receive from this world.
哦，是的，在地上，主耶稣如果愿意，我们可以享有他的安慰啊，可以从很多的捆绑里头释放出来。
And of course, in this world, through the Lord Jesus Christ, we are able to receive rest and be released from a lot of bondage.
哦，所以主耶稣的邀请是说，劳苦挑重担的到我这里来。
So the Lord Jesus tells us, those who are weary and heavy laden, come to me.
哦，主耶稣说，我要让你得着安息。
The Lord Jesus says, I will give you rest. 哦，
那但是我们的信仰不能够只停留在地上的这个所谓的这个安息。
However, our faith cannot just stay at the level of the rest in this world.
啊，是的，我们的心灵可以得安慰，我们的心灵可以啊得着安这个安息。
And yes, our hearts can receive comfort and also receive rest.
事实上，外在的这一个生活或者我们的肉体啊，其实也还常常在需要受苦。
And our physical bodies often still need to undergo pain and labor.
我们请参考罗马书第八章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十二节
Romans chapter 8 verse 22。
二十二节，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。二十三节
23.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。从带着这个血肉之体在物质界里头的这一个层面来看，
through our body who that is in this world.
事实上生活的本身啊是充满着很多的劳苦的。
Our lives are filled with many labor.
不但非基督徒啊生活当中有很多的劳苦啊，就是我们基督徒也是一样，生活当中有很多的劳苦，有很多的困难，很多的挑战。
And not only non-Christians would encounter many labor, but Christians also encounters a lot of labor and a lot of difficulties and challenges.
所以从这个层面来看，其实我们生活当中真的还是充满着很多的这种这个叹息。
So from this level, we can see that our lives are still filled with a lot of sighing.
我们也都要面对着这个肉体渐渐的朽坏。
And we all need to face the fact that our physical body will perish.
只是说我们不会因为这个物质面的这个现象我们来绝望。
And the only difference is that we will not be discouraged and lose hope because of the situation.
我们是可以忍耐的来面对，而且来度过。
And we're able to have patience to face this fact and also to endure it.
我们请再参考哥林多后书第五章。
Let's also turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章第二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2.
第二节，我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。保罗说我们在这个帐篷在这个肉体带着这个肉体我们是有叹息的。
And Paul tells us that we are clothed with our physical bodies, which is full of groaning.
第四节
，verse four，
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。那我们存着一个盼望。我们存着一个将来得天上产业的那个盼望。
And we have this hope that we will inherit the heavenly kingdom.
那个将来在天上在灵里头的那个安息。
And to receive that rest in the spirit in the future.
我们请看启示录十四章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章十三节
Revelation chapter 14 verse 13
十三节，我听见天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后在主里面死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们歇了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。这个在主里面死的人有福了。
Those who die in the Lord are blessed.
因为是真正的放下了这个所有的劳苦。
Because they completely put down all of their labors.
那这个做工的果效也要跟随着他们。
And the fruit of their labor will also follow them.
人活着的时候，大家基本上大家都非常的努力。
And everyone who is living tries very hard.And works very hard.
那我们基督徒也是一样的，很尽本分的，很努力的在过每一天。
And we as Christians also work in the same way to live every day of our lives.
从外在上来看，好像没有什么差别。
On the outer appearance, it doesn't seem like there's a difference.
很多人要一天工作八个小时、十个小时，我们很多的弟兄姐妹也是一样，要工作八个小时、十个小时。
There are many people who work 8 hours or 10 hours a day, and on the same token, a lot of our brothers and sisters also work 8 to 10 hours a day.
那到底有什么不一样呢？
So what is the difference?
其实是不一样的。
It is true. It's actually very different.
一般人的生活啊是不被纪念的，将来不会被纪念的。
Most people's lives will not be remembered in the future.
那一个基督徒，他所有的努力、所有的工作，将来都是会被神纪念的。
But as a Christian, all of their work and labor in this life will be remembered by the Lord in the future.
因为这里很清楚地告诉我们说，工作的果效也要随着他们。
Because here it clearly tells us that the fruit of their labor will also follow them.
不要以为说，我们跟同事做的是同样的工作。
Don't have the misconception that what we do is the same as our co-workers.
如果我们照着保罗书信里头的教训呢？我们是在为主做，而不是为，不只是为人做。
If we follow the teaching from the books written by Paul, we are doing everything for the Lord.
看起来我们是在做这个世俗的工作。
It may seem that we are doing the work of this world.
但是我们所用的态度是我在为主耶稣做。
However, our attitude is that we are working for our Lord Jesus.
所以我们是让人看到我们是很尽责任、很忠心。很实在的在做事情。
And we are showing other people that we are working very hard in a very loyal and very diligent way.
在人的面前，在人的背后，我们都是同样的态度在做事情。
And we work in the same way, whether it's in front of people or behind the people's eyes.
虽然很多时候可能没有被人看见。
Perhaps there are many times that no one sees what you do.
但是啊，总是会有人知道的。
But essentially, someone will notice.
总是会有人对我们的表现很赞喜，很感动。
And there are always someone who will be touched by what we do and praise what we do.
因为我们是一个敬畏神的人。
Because we are a person who fears God.
所以可以也可以从我们所做的世俗上的工作，我们可以让神的名得荣耀。
So we can have the God's name be glorified through the work that we do in this world.
我们跟别人一样啊，有我们的家庭。
And we have our families just like everyone else.
跟大家。似乎一样的在过着这个家庭的生活。
And we are living our family life similar to other people out there.
但是啊，我们也是为了神，我们来经营我们的家庭。
However, we are also working together with our families for God.
我们的家里头有人所看不见的主耶稣在我们的家里头啊，来做主。
And we have the Lord Jesus, which others can't see, that is in charge of what we do in the family.
所以我们的家庭是不一样的。
So our family is different.
那还有我们在教会里头各样的服事。
And of course, there are many works that we do in serving the church.
这些都要成为我们工作的果效。
And all of these will be the fruit of our works.
这些都会让我们将来享有那个在灵里头的那个完美。
And all of these will help us enjoy the perfection of what is in the spirit.
那是一个最完全的一个安息。
And this is the perfect rest.
请我们再看回希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 7.
所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日。如以上所引的说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。所以我们要把握着今天。
So we need to take hold of today.
我们要相信，要听， 神的教训。
We need to believe and listen to God's teachings.
哦，所以希伯来书的作者告诉这些当时在逼迫患难中的犹太人的基督徒说，啊，你们今天就要听神的话。
And Hebrews tells us that, tells the believers of that time that today you need to listen to God.
哦，那我们同样的在今天这个时候。好，我们要听神的教训。
And on the same token, today at this time, we need to listen to God's teachings.
请再看希伯来书四章十一节。
Let's continue to read Hebrew chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节，所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。前面。
Verse 11, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience.
所以那一个将来永恒的安息是要努力的。
Linda,
不是我吗？
对 ，Linda, 可以上来。
没有关系。所以我们要努力来进入将来的那永恒的安息。
Therefore, we need to strive forward and make every effort to enter into that rest.
啊，无论我们的环境、我们的遭遇是怎样的在改变。
No matter how our environment we are in, or how our surrounding or things that we encounter change.
啊，就像主耶稣所说的，说天国是努力进入的。
Just as the Jesus had said that the heavenly kingdom is for those who pursue after it.
就像保罗所说的，进入神的国要经过很多的艰难。
Just as Paul has said that you will go through a lot of toil or hardship to be able to enter into the heavenly kingdom.
啊，保罗说啊，我们是本于信，以至于信 ，from faith to faith.
And Paul said that we live from faith to faith.
啊，就是这一条天国的道路。是用信心来走完的。
That is that we need to finish our journey to the heavenly kingdom through faith.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，他们存着信心出埃及。
When the Israelites were getting out of Egypt, they did it by faith.
啊，他们也要凭着信心继续的啊来走这个旷野路。
And by faith, they also continue to walk in the wilderness.
我们因为信心来进入真耶稣教会。
Because of faith, we enter into the true church, the true Jesus Church.
我们也用信心来奔跑这一条天国路。
And with faith, we will also walk through this journey of faith.
那希伯来书的作者说，我们不要好像赶不上。
And
希伯来书的四章一节二节。
And the author of Hebrews said that we should not fall short of it.
第四章的第一节哈，说有神给我们这个进入他安息的应许。
And it's mentioned that God has given us this promise of entering His rest.
那所以我们应当敬畏哈，免得有人赶不上。
It says that let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it.
所以我们常常存着一个温柔的心来领受神的教训。
Therefore, we need to maintain a humble heart to receive God's teachings.
我们顺服神的教训来做成得救的功夫。
And we obey God's word and to accomplish His work.
我们一起来唱诗476首。
Let us sing hymn 476.